Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
How's it going? My name is Nemo. I'm from California. And first and foremost, I want to say I found out about your show. Well, I ran across it about 2 weeks ago, and I've been binge watching it a lot. I work construction, and I drive a lot throughout the day. So it kind of makes the day go by faster. I've had a couple of encounters, actually, or experiences, whatever you want to call it. I was really reluctant about calling, but I decided to do it really like 4 days. So I'm not originally from the United States. I moved here with my parents when I was about 2 years old. And I don't really have a lot of memories of when I was a toddler, but for some reason, this memory, this experience is the most vivid thing that I'll, you know, something that I think I'm going to remember until I die. So when we first moved here, we ended up in New Hampshire, and, we lived with family in a really big apartment complex. And everything that we had was basically hand-me-downs. From most of the clothes that I had at the time to the bed that me and my dad and my mom shared. It was also a hand-me-down. One thing that our family members forgot to tell us about, which would have really been nice, was that the bed that we were sleeping on was a hand-me-down from a lady who used to live in one of the apartments. And the reason she didn't need the mattress anymore was because she died on it. And, you know, at the time, we didn't know about that. And my dad would work nights. He was a truck driver, so he would be gone for days at a time. And it was just me and my mom. And she was pregnant at the time, too, with my two brothers. So, you know, we'd go to sleep and everything. And I would remember having a dream of this lady. She was kind of chubby. Short gold hair, and she had one of those, like, I don't know what you call them, but they basically keep your hair in place, like one of those plastic, I don't know what you call them, and you basically just put it on your head, and they hold your hair in place, plastic headband, I guess, and she would basically tell me that it was okay, and she would walk me to the window in the apartment, and she would basically tell me that it was okay if I wanted to jump, and, I remember staring at her and looking out the window and looking down at the ground. And, you know, I was so frightened you know, the jump, but she would always tell me that it was fine, that nothing was going to happen to me, that, you know, she would encourage me to jump. And every time I would, you know, I would kind of fight her and try and, you know, get away from her. And I'd jump back on the bed and the bed would start moving. And the bed had wheels on it. So, you know, it would start moving side to side. And this was all in my dream. And I'd wake up, you know, I'd wake up and I remember talking to my mom about it and telling her that I kept having this dream. And I just remember seeing the look on her face, and she looked so scared, and I didn't understand why she looked scared. And then she told me that she would have the same exact dream every single night. She would also dream of a lady, the same lady that I described to her, telling her that it was okay to jump out the window. And, you know, she would tell my dad about it, how when we'd wake up in the morning, the bed would be moved in a different, like, angle. It wasn't in the, you know, in the angle that the bed was supposed to be when we fell asleep. And, you know, after a while, she decided to tell the rest of our family members about it. And, you know, lo and behold, you know, they ended up telling my mom that the lady who we kept seeing in our dreams was the lady who died on the mattress. You know, and my mom was furious. She was furious because, you know, we've been having these experiences and, you know, she would scare me a lot. You know, I would have sleep paralysis at night because, you know, I would feel the bed move at night. I would feel it moving while I was asleep and while my mom was asleep. And, you know, for me, that tormented me a lot growing up. And at times I would still have sleep paralysis because of it. And, it was really difficult to overcome, but I ended up, you know, I started getting closer to the church, and, you know, I learned about prayer. My grandmother was really big into it too, and, you know, I ended up getting past it. So this next experience happened when I was about 12 years old. Oh, just to finish off that last story. So we actually ended up giving up the mattress, and my uncle took the mattress, and he would actually tell us that he would have experiences too, and that the mattress would move. But for some reason, it didn't bother him. He kept sleeping on it until it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't even comfortable to sleep on it anymore. He ended up throwing it out. But, you know, I guess it doesn't bother some people. But yeah, so he kept the mattress until he couldn't use it any longer. I wouldn't be able to do that. But yeah, so this next experience, I was about 12 years old. And to start off, there was a lot of negative energy inside the house because at the time it was my family, my immediate family, my brother, my parents, and myself. We were living in the second floor of a house that my aunt owned, and her family lived on the bottom floor, on the first floor. So my aunt and my uncle were going through a divorce. And I also have three cousins. And, you know, it was really ugly. And there was a lot of aggression. It got physical at one point. And, you know, everybody was suffering because of it. I ended up getting left back, actually, my sixth grade year. And that same year that I got left back, two of my three cousins also got left back. You know, and it had a lot to do with the fact that there was just so much tension in the house, constantly fighting over custody. And it was just so much negative energy in one place that I'm pretty sure it attracted the entity that ended up in my house. It started off with a lot of sleep paralysis, a lot of feeling of, you know, something always watching you in the house. And it wasn't just me. It was also my brother. And my mom as well. So one night I'm sleeping. I don't remember what happened before I fell asleep, but I remember that the way my room was, the bathroom faced my room. So I always left my room open, the door, so that the bathroom light would shine into my room and I would keep my light off. You know, I've always been kind of afraid of the dark, so I've always kept it on. So, I remember going to sleep and my shutters, the blinds on my window were you know, all like they were just fluttering everywhere. They were like shaking, and the window wasn't open. So I, you know, like I woke up startled to the noise of them, you know, swooshing back and forth. So I looked to my right, and I, you know, I took notice of that. And when I looked forward at the door to my bedroom, there was a black figure standing in the middle of the hallway. The light was hitting him from behind, the light was hitting it from behind. And all I could see was just a black figure. And the moment I saw the black figure, I froze. I was just paralyzed. I froze, and I couldn't speak. As much as I wanted to scream, I couldn't even scream. It was like I was just paralyzed. And it was just staring at me. It was just staring at me, and I was staring back at it. And, you know, it felt like an eternity. I remember hearing what sounded like somebody calling my name. And I realized that it was my mom. My mom's room, my parents' room, was right next to my room. And her door was cracked open, and she was still awake. And I'm guessing that she could also see the figure, because she thought it was me in the hallway. She was calling my name, you know, she was calling it over and over again. And when she saw that I wasn't responding, you know, she decided to go open the door. And I heard her put on her slippers, and I heard her start walking towards her door. And when she started walking towards her door, whatever that shadow was, it, like, I don't know if it sighed or what it did, but it made some type of, like, hissing noise. And it literally just turned around and started walking down the hall away from the bathroom light. And when my mom opened the door, you know, she looked down the hallway, and, you know, there was nothing there. And then she looked at me, and she saw me, you know, frozen in my bed. And she asked me, she's like, "What was that?" And she was like, "Was that you?" And I told her, you know, and I looked up at her, and, you know, like, I was so frozen. And she came into my room, and then she asked me if I was okay. And I told her, I was like, that wasn't me. I don't know what that was. It was, I can't explain it. I woke up because my blinds were shaking, but the window's closed, you know. And she checked the window too. She woke my dad up, you know, because the first thing you think about is, you know, there's somebody in the house, you know, so there's an intruder. So my dad, you know, walked around the apartment. There was nothing. He went down the stairs to the first floor, and there was nobody. The door was locked. We had an alarm system in the whole house, and, you know, the doors were all locked. And, you know, they asked me what had happened, and I told them that I woke up and that black figure was staring at me, and I couldn't move. As much as I wanted to scream, I felt like I didn't have a voice. And my mom told me, you know, like, my dad at first didn't believe me, but my mom told him that, you know, she saw it also, and she thought it was me. So she decided to get up and check it out. And when she stood up, you know, she lost sight of it, and, you know, it wasn't there anymore. And that figure, you know, that time that I saw that, it really messed with me. Growing up, though, I had an uncle who, he was an agnostic, and he would take me to these meetings that he had with these other individuals, and they basically just talked about, you know, how to basically defend yourself from evil, malignant spirits. They would talk about the unknown a lot. They actually taught me how to lucid dream. I know it sounds crazy, but yeah, they basically taught me how to train my mind to awaken my conscience while I slept. And, you know, you basically lose a dream.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.